welcome to Jesse Unplugged. This is the episode for December 2016. And without further ado, your host, Jesse Anderson.
Hello, all. Is your good friend Jesse? I want to apologize that we're a little bit late. It's just that we both have been busy this past November, and I was ready to do an episode real early on, but one, I don't have the equipment, and two, Andy's been really busy himself. So, but we're here today.
Yeah, it was a crazy November, and like we were talking off air, big news happening. I mean, not to mention the president. We don't need to even get into that, but a crazy election.
Nobody wants that. Yeah, anyway.
Crazy election, and that seems like it's still going on a month later. And a shining light in between all the darkness is the Cubs are World Series champions. That's pretty awesome.
After 108 years of waiting.
Yes, it makes it even sweeter, 108 years, and you are a huge Cubs fan. I am a Sox fan, but I am a Chicago fan, so I was totally off the wall when I heard the news. And, of course, that Game 7 was real excitement, the whole thing, and then even, like, the rain delay in the 10th inning. It was like it was almost, like, written out, like it was scripted. It was so suspenseful.
And the Fowler, I guess it's easy to get tired, but that Fowler guy kind of choked for a while.
Yeah, and then I guess during the rain delay, they regrouped. They had a little team meeting and said, let's do this. It's been 108 years. We need to finish this. So.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, the first time when I was there for the final game of the NLDS, Wrigley Field was packed.
Oh, nice. You were walking around Wrigleyville, like around the stadium, right?
Yeah, my intention was I wanted to probably get something to eat, but, of course, everything was literally packed.
Of course, yeah.
They even closed off a lot of Clark Street, or most of it, to traffic, and people were literally standing outside trying to get a glimpse of whatever TV they can.
Sure.
And, the only place available to get any food that night was Taco Bell, which in itself had a line.
Yeah, that's the first time the Taco Bell by Wrigley has had a line, because you have so many different options to choose from, but this is a huge experience. Did you see anybody doing any crazy stuff? Did you see any, like, public urination or fights or drunkenness? Any weird stories to tell about walking around outside there at Wrigleyville?
Well, I'll tell you, it got pretty crazy the moment that we got the doubleheader to win the NLDS. The Clark Street, or I don't know if I was on Clark Street or Sheffield, whatever that street that has the new Starbucks on it, went completely nuts.
Nice. And is there, like, policemen everywhere? Is it seem like they're, like, taking care of everybody?
Yeah, they were pushing everybody away from the stadium.
Oh, smart. Are there some cops that are on horses still?
It was mostly the bike ones.
Okay, cool.
It seems like they were the tough people.
Awesome.
The tough ones. Yeah, but it was an amazing experience, you know, being there. And then watching them get that final out during the Game 7 of the World Series, that was amazing.
Yeah, did you go out for Game 7, or did you stay home and watch it at your own place?
It was a Wednesday night, so I was at my parents' place for the night, so I decided to go watch it at a neighborhood bar and grill, like I did a couple of other games, but it was packed in there too.
Of course. I think every bar probably did really well this entire playoffs, right? It would be a good time to own a bar in Chicagoland. So.
And even in the suburbs, I'll tell you. And I'm pretty sure one single Cubs fan was used to the season being dragging on as long as it did.
Yeah, they're not used to baseball in the fall, those Cubs, right? Until the last 2 years.
Yep. Because it's like, normally it's over. They're done in the summer normally.
It's funny. My friend owns a bar, and they said last year when the Blackhawks got kicked out pretty early in the playoffs, they estimated that they lost about $20,000 worth of revenue and business that they could have had if they had, you know, playoff games all the way through to the Stanley Cup. But this year they made up for it with the Cubs. So.
Yes, they did. And I'll tell you, the bar owners made a hefty profit on all the price gouging they did.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Charging people $100, like $100 to get in and up to $1,000 for a table of four. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, and the owner of Uncle Bub's actually went to go see them in Cleveland. He went to the games, one of the couple last games in Cleveland, and then he went the night of, and I think it was something like $10,000 a ticket or something like that. So,
jeez.
But he figures he's been a fan. His parents were fans. They're no longer with us, so it's a way to like be with, you know, family members that have long deceased.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a big emotional part of it, you know, and thinking about all the past generations who weren't there.
Yeah, that never got to see it. Yeah.
Who have probably been diehard fans, win or lose.
Yeah, it was weird. When I was a little kid, I'd have a couple friends that their families were diehard Cubs fans. And I always looked at it like, why would you want that heartbreak so much? Why would you? It seems like you like the pain of being a Cubs fan. But it all paid off this year. So
just like it did for the Sox that 1 year.
Exactly, and I'm a Sox fan, and that was cool, but it seems like this one was better than all of them. This one was like when the Bulls were winning the championships. It seemed like a really cool team. Yep. Everybody got along, a lot of young guys, one older dude, and it just seems like the coach is cool, laid back, but still got the job done. Do you have a favorite player?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the aftershocks of the World Series win. But it literally the marquee turned to a major tourist attraction.
Yeah, and it still is. It's still saying the World Series, and everybody's driving by and getting a selfie with it, right?
Well, not exactly. They're doing some major renovation, but I would say the week. Literally the week after, people were I was walking by around their neighborhood once, one night, and cars were honking and everything, blasting the Go Cubs Go song.
Sure.
And it was I'll tell you, it was a madhouse when they had the Cubs convention here.
Okay.
That Cubs. There was probably like the entire country's worth of Cubs fans in one city. That was a nuts.
Yeah, that's like what? When is that? In winter? Is that like in March or February or something? Or?
No, it was just past month.
Oh, it was. It just happened. Okay, so of course it's going to be the craziest one ever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you as. Unfortunately, I am so sick of that song now. The Cubs Go song.
You know that's from 1984? I didn't even know that.
Wow.
Yeah, and the singer's dead already, but it actually just re-entered the Billboard charts because everybody's downloading it to play at their house.
Oh, I guess they had to Six Flags Great America had a wager with, I think it's Cedar Point Park or whatever in Ohio. Whatever amusement park is in Ohio lost the bet wager, so they had to make a video of them singing the Go Cubs Go song.
Isn't that awesome? It's just like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. If the Indians would have won, Dwayne Wade would have had to show up to the Cavaliers dressed like a Cleveland Indian player. But LeBron, The sportsman in him made sure that he stuck with his bet and showed up to the United Center wearing a Cubs uniform and a frown on his face, and I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little bit of a good sport for him. But, yes, just in a completely, you know, a World Series to never forget that in our entire lives. And I heard that season tickets went up like 50% or more for everybody who's got a season ticket. So that would not be that much fun. But, hey, I mean, the team is great, then the tickets are going to be more expensive, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I know the residents of the area have probably been fighting the Cubs tooth and nail, but hey, you know what? If they are able to win the World Series, they deserve some leeway, you know?
Yeah, and it brings in a lot of money to the north side of Chicago. It brings everybody's going to these bars and restaurants and paying more money than they would have, and I think it's a win-win, yeah. I believe, for everybody, except for, you know, the cops sometimes have to deal with drunk idiots. And
yeah, there were it was like people climbing up the poles.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a guy up on the streetlight. That's crazy.
Jeez, it was nuts.
I'm glad you didn't attempt to do any of that, and you stayed civil with everybody, even though you were just probably freaking out inside, right?
Well, I mean, I guess it was a nice experience for me, and I did it. I was out there for my grandpa, you know.
Oh, that's awesome! And he was a huge fan.
Yeah, he was. He watched every game. It's just I always considered myself a bandwagon fan. I still do, but I was happy for the Cubs.
Yeah, I like the good teams. I watch the good teams. If the Bears would start being awesome, I would be a huge Bears fan.
I know.
Which I'm not holding my breath for.
I know.
But yeah.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm a fair weather fan, but that's just how I am. But so I was really excited for this. Your grandpa, did he ever take you to, did he live in Chicago? Where did your grandpa live?
My grandmother and grandfather lived in Schaumburg.
Oh, okay. So close to the north side, you could just hit the highway and go over there.
Yeah,
did you ever go to a game with them? Or?
Not really.
No.
We watched it at their house.
And he's no longer with us?
Yeah. Rest in peace. He had terrible emphysema.
Oh, geez.
And it just caught up with him.
Yeah, that's tough.
So,
but yeah, all these older family members that were huge fans, maybe they're watching from above and got a smile on their face,
yeah.
And that's a nice thing. And yeah, just good to see it. I think it just kind of it had such a good feeling for the whole city, and on social media, you didn't hear much anybody complaining about a World Series win for the Cubs. I had one friend on Facebook complaining about the Cubs winning, and then everybody just commented with stuff like, just shut your mouth, just let us enjoy it for once, please.
I know.
Nice.
I know. The Cubs, man, I even was part of this Cubs fan page. I had to get off of it for a while.
Nice.
It was like, they are really critical.
They're super critical. How about your favorite player? I mean, mine's probably – I got to go Jake Arrieta. He's just such a great ball player. But I think Joe Maddon, the coolest dude on the team, and he's the coach, and he's older by 25 years, 30 years, right? Yeah.
I actually I started liking Rizzo for a while.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not gay, but Kyle Hendricks is dreamy, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's got those blue eyes, and yeah, they're just a young team. It seems like they all get along. There's no fighting between players. There's multiple awesome dudes. It's not like there's one awesome dude that everybody has to lean on. It seems like everybody carries their weight, and
yeah.
I think they're so young that who knows? Maybe they'll repeat next year.
Yeah. Well, I heard some cops who were do lunch at my cafeteria. They were like, I hope not for another 100 years.
What? Oh, because they're cops?
Yes.
That's funny. But, yeah, I wonder what the odds are for a repeat. I think it's got to be pretty good. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I don't know a ton about every team, so there might be another team that's just about to be better than us, but it seems like they're young enough where they could at least do it once more. So we're hoping for another one in 2017.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
All right. How about we take a little break, and we'll come right back, and we'll discuss our Novembers and what we got going on this holiday season, right?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll be right back with Jesse Unplugged.
Hey, yo. Jay Porks here. I know you're keeping it locked to the Dearer Network for all your podcast needs, whether that's the Andy Dearer Show, the Tyler Kale Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of me, the Jay Porks Podcast. You keep it locked to andydearer.com all throughout 2016 for all the luscious podcast action.
Hey, dude.
Okay, we got it.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was good. Cool. That was like 15 minutes. We'll do another 15 here. Cool?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll start
go ahead. Start it off.
Okay, cool. And we are back, Jesse Unplugged, December 2016, our year-end wrap-up, and here's your host, Jesse.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, to all the people who are actually taking the time to give Jesse Unplugged a chance, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and they can go right to Facebook, search Jesse Unplugged. We come right up. You just push like, and then you'll be notified when there's a new episode, monthly episodes here at Jesse Unplugged. Having a blast. So.
Yes, we are.
And early December, we are in the middle. It's pretty much holiday season. It was weird. On social media, I saw somebody wishing somebody Merry Christmas, and it was November 30th. And I go, come on, we still got 4 weeks till Christmas. But now it's starting, you're hearing the Christmas music. I'm starting to get a little bit in the spirit of the season. How about you?
Pretty much.
Nice. Do you have anything planned for Christmas? Are you going to the parents? Didn't you go on a big vacation last year?
Well, I did. Not really, we just... did Christmas at home.
Oh, okay. And, so we got that. How about Thanksgiving? That is one of my favorite holidays. I just got stuffed. I went to the folks' house.
I know.
They did an amazing job. And, I brought a little pumpkin bread pudding. That was my, contribution to
awesome.
The meal. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I went to my younger brother's and his girlfriend's place.
Oh, Andrew?
My contribution was like chips and salsa and queso and some liquor.
Oh, that's cool. That's something everybody enjoys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just good being around family. So, yeah, so you went to your little brother's house. Did Billy probably doesn't come out. He's probably – does he eat tofu turkey or something? Or he's still vegan, right, or vegetarian at least?
Yeah, I have no idea what he –
no, probably has some tea. And, yeah, so that's kind of cool. You have the whole family together. So what's looking like December for you? What are you up to? Are you working right up until Christmas break, or do you get time off? How does that work?
Well, I put in for the last 2 weeks of December off, so I'm hoping I get it.
Oh, cool. You're not sure if you got it yet, though?
No, not yet, but I'm hoping so. Just so I could have a good holiday with my family.
Exactly. And you're not planning on going anywhere? You're just probably coming out to the parents' house?
Yes.
That's cool.
It'll be a nice little staycation.
Anything on the Christmas list?
Just mostly the stuff I need. My parents have been begging me, like, is there anything you want? I haven't – they're getting a little – my mom's getting a little annoyed. I haven't told her anything. It's just that I'm getting at the age where if I want anything, I can just get it myself.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But then you also it works the other way where you got to now buy stuff for other people too and ask what they want a little bit.
Well, last year, the tablet I'm using for this interview was a nice little surprise gift for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I didn't even expect it. So that was, I guess that what made it nice.
Yeah, it's always a nice thing to get a surprise gift. And, yeah, I never liked it when I'd hear about families that would just give checks to everybody. And it just seems like, yes, I love money, but at the same time, it just doesn't feel like there's any thought put into it. And it also shows that you don't really know the person, because you're like, well, I don't know what they want. What, you have no idea what they're interested in? You couldn't, like, at least maybe ask them or just know what would be up their alley and then surprise them like your parents did with the iPad or whatever tablet. Yeah, yes. I think it's just a nice thing of being thoughtful and going out and looking for stuff for other people, and then oftentimes you get rewarded yourself, right?
Yep, true.
Yes, that is – I'm looking – this year I'm asking for a Bluetooth speaker so I can play stuff off the phone just into this, like – I guess they call them pills. They're, like, pretty small, and they get super loud. Best Buy, and I've been, like, playing with them, and they're super loud for, like, the size of the thing. I mean, it's literally the size of a football, and it's super loud. And also, like, because when I plug my phone into my stereo now, I have a cord going into it, and it's – you just touch it barely, and it stops working. So it's, like, just super annoying. You have to have the phone perfectly sitting straight or else it doesn't work. So this will be nice if I get it. That's one of the things I wanted. And I put no clothes on my list. Because every year I get clothes, and I get clothes here, I get clothes there. My mom's always trying to get me clothes.
It was always, I know, growing up, that was always my thing. It was like, oh, another big box.
Yeah, nice. Or you get the one that's soft where they just put a shirt and wrap it up, and you're like, it's clothes. And then you don't even open it, you just toss it. No, I'm joking. But after a while, it's just like, I have enough clothes now. We can do other things now, so.
Yeah, and you make enough money where you can get your own.
Exactly. And even if I did, I've been going to Goodwill for a lot of stuff, and it's, you know, $5 for designer jeans and stuff like that. And it's, you know, you got to make sure to wash it after you buy it. But it is, you don't need to go and pay $100 for a pair of jeans. That's not my style at all, right?
I understand that, totally.
And that was kind of the cool thing about the 90s grunge revolution, where you could be cool and wear some junky jeans with ripped holes in it and old flannel, you know, that was hand-me-down.
Yeah, that was the grunge.
Yeah, and you're still cool and people still like you. You don't have to have the latest, newest, coolest thing, which was more about the 80s, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the big draw of this one area in Chicago. It's like, that soon to be closing Double Door area. I guess that was a huge grunge area.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Because they used to have that, a Dunkin' Donuts there that was a huge hangout for all those grungy, hacky sack playing,
nice,
pot smoking people.
Yeah. Now, it's probably mostly yuppies now, and they don't go and watch live bands, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's like, I've heard newspaper articles that area around Double Door and the old alley places getting really gentrified because guy who I guess got interviewed said it all started when they put a Starbucks in.
You can't really blame it on Starbucks because they're everywhere. But I just think it's just a changing of the times. And also you can blame the city taxes and that these places have to charge so much rent that, I mean, the Double Door would have to sell out every single night to pay the rent, and it's just not a possibility at this point. You recently saw a band that I heard he's a big fan of Billy's and I guess an influence, M83.
Yeah.
Explain that show. Yeah.
Well, I mean, completely honest.
Sure.
I first actually saw them at a Lollapalooza with my best friend of 20 years now, by the name of Aram Carpentine.
Cool.
If you ever listen to this, brother, I love you. Stay safe and have a happy holiday. But One time I went to a Lollapalooza show with them, and they were doing a little a small set.
Oh, that's cool.
On one of the stages, so I got to see them. And so I guess I was on Facebook, and I saw that they were doing a show at the Riviera. I'm like, hell, I'm there.
Awesome. You know? It's usually pretty cheap shows there, like $25. And, yeah, M83, I think it's more of a one guy who, like, pretends to be a band, kind of like Billy the same way, where it's the one guy's making most of the music and writing most of it. And isn't it largely instrumental, too? Or
it seemed like there was a lot of electronica in there.
Yeah, a lot of weird sounds, keyboards, synths.
Yeah, there was only there was only one guitarist.
Okay.
And there was a drummer in there, regular drummer, but everything else was synthesized.
Huh. But was it cool synthesized or was it boring synthesized?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it's like seems like the lead singer probably had his own. You know how they have those guys who can control different aspects of different things?
Yeah.
Seemed like the lead singer at the main keyboard area had that same thing.
Oh, okay.
Because it looked like there was this big, huge box by him.
Huh.
Which is so cool. Have you ever watched the show, or actually watch it now, called The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I've caught it here and there. I saw that it is like one of the most popular TV shows in the country, actually. The Big Bang
there's
Theory.
This thing where there's an episode where Sheldon plays and becomes a distraction to all the other characters. He plays around with something called a pheromone.
Oh, I played around with those myself, a theremin. Yeah, it's like a little box that has a weird like UFO sound, like woo.
They had the guy with the guitarist was using that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you put effects on it, I'm sure it would sound amazing. It's most popular for its use on the Beach Boys song, Good Vibration.
Oh, you know, that was a fair one. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, that's how it got mostly popular is because of that song. But then it's still used here and there. It's obviously nowhere near as popular as like a guitar or anything like that. But it's still used here and there.
And I'll tell you, and even the opening band fit right in because they were the same kind of musical thing, you know.
Same kind of like futuristic sound.
Yeah, they were also the keyboard stuff and mostly keyboard and stuff.
Do you remember their name?
No, I don't, unfortunately. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they fit in really well, you know, because if you're gonna have a main band with all that futuristic stuff, you know, it wouldn't feel right to have just some like back alley grunge band.
Yeah, that wouldn't really match up, right?
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, right?
To have like a punk band open up for M83 wouldn't really work that well.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
How do you like the Riviera? I haven't been in over 10 years. I went on my 13th birthday to see Weezer a long time ago. It's always seemed like it's a nice little small place with good sound.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It brought back some memories because for me it was like, the one memory I have was the place having a power outage
right
during my brother's set, right after Cheap Trick came on.
That was at the Riviera? I thought that was at a different place. Oh, okay.
Oh, it was at the Riviera.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought that's too small for the Pumpkins almost. So they had a power outage, and did they cancel it? Did they just wait it out and come back, or what happened?
Well, they had to just play it out with whatever they had.
Oh, okay. So more acoustic?
Because maybe a little bit of acoustic, but none of the awesome lighting effects that Cheap Trick had.
Oh,
just
okay.
Like it was just a few just regular white beams of light.
Which is good enough for me. I don't really need a huge light show unless it's Pink Floyd or something, but Yeah, so there was a pared back lighting scene. And did Cheap Trick open for the Pumpkins?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a double bill right there. Yes. Yeah, so the Riviera, it's definitely an old place. It's got a lot of history to it, but very cool. And you also told me that you had a blast seeing Stomp. And I know Stomp's been around a long time. How was that?
Well, I guess the first time I saw that was during the MTV Music Awards. Remember that?
Yes, I do,
the
actually.
One that Billy was, the one that Billy was nominated for.
And that was the same one.
Where he, and he opened with Tonight Tonight.
1996, I believe. I think 20 years ago. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and they did a little segment, and it was, but I had such a blast. It was like, and the best way for me to describe it, it was like percussion on steroids.
That's awesome. It's just like they're banging on all sorts of weird things that you would never expect to be used.
They didn't have any regular instruments, drums or guitars or anything. They were using, like, all kinds of regular household instruments. They even used everything, including the kitchen sink.
Wow, they even had a kitchen sink.
Yeah, you know that little joke saying, like, where people say, used everything but the kitchen sink?
Yeah, like for somebody that uses all types of instruments and stuff, everything but the kitchen sink. So they actually did use a kitchen sink.
Yes.
That's funny. How many people are on stage banging away?
It was like eight people, but somebody, I'll tell you, I can't remember all of the songs, but some of the songs really stuck with me. It was like, man, they were so good. It's like not a single one of them spoke a word, but I guess they, music is the international language.
It's very true. And so there's no singing either.
Nope.
It was just percussion.
Well, it was like some, you know, they made some, you know, facial expressions. Like, there was a couple, like, man, are you, you know, so they gave some looks like, oh, hell no. Or like, are you kidding me?
So a couple little like, things here and there, but mostly just like, or, beats.
Yes. But, oh, man, it blew me away. The best. $140 I spent all year.
Very cool. And where was that at?
At a place called, it was a new, I got, an, probably, well, it was a new venue for me. It was called the Broadway Playhouse.
Oh,
at
okay.
At the Water Tower Place.
And it's weird that that's considered Broadway because there's not really a story, right?
Right. And but it was, I really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, it seems like something completely different, right?
I guess you could. They were, the way I saw some, of the, read some of their Wikipedia stuff, I guess there was some kind of band or whatever.
Huh, okay.
In a way.
And they did a full, like, 90 minutes or full show?
Yeah, about an hour. But okay. It seems like they were kind of a, you know, like of a band, percussion band / Broadway.
That's really cool. So check it out, Stomp and M83. Yeah, I think that about does it for December's episode. We are going to be working on a greatest hits thing for around Christmas time.
Yes, definitely. Because I definitely want to share greatest hits. And I think it would be nice to, and all my friends out there can get involved in this too, that I would like to share my top, my greatest moments and also my lowest moments of the year. And anybody, all my fans who listen to this, please feel free to join in and list your own high, best of lists. And feel free to share with us on Twitter. And we may even share it with you on our next show.
Exactly. Yeah, for the greatest hits, we'll definitely play the bit with Tommy Else, your buddy, with John from Lever.
Yes.
And we'll do the one where we talk about our night at the Civic Opera House. There were some really cool shows.
Yes.
And yes, you can check us out on Facebook, Jesse Unplugged, Jesse Anderson 39. That's Anderson with an E-N at the end.
Yes.
And Yeah, this has been a another nice year working with you. Glad you're part of the little network we got going here. I got plans to expand next year. I'm going to get more better gear here. We're going to up the sound quality. We'll probably up the amount of episodes we do.
Sure.
I'd like to go backstage, check out bands, and maybe interview them with you. Who knows? Have a lot of fun doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, if I ever can get any time off, that's the thing. You know.
Of course. Yeah, we work around your schedule, but I'm always having fun working with you, Jesse. So.
Of course. I enjoy it too. So, it's been a great episode, and I hope you all enjoy it as usual. And to all our fans out there, keep on listening.
Yeah, have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and all that good stuff. Happy New Year's. And hope you enjoy the Greatest Hits episode coming in a couple weeks then.
Definitely.
So, on behalf of Jesse, this is Andy signing off for Jesse Unplugged. And any last words, Jesse?
Stay true to yourself. You know you're loved, and stay positive.
It's Jesse Unplugged. It's Jesse Unplugged. We're gonna find out what's up with Jesse this week. Jesse Unplugged.